Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not really Geraldine Steele. I'm so sorry to disappoint you. It is 907. It is Center Stage. You are tuned in to your good neighbor station, WCCO Radio. But I'm Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2. I'm filling in for my good friend, Geraldine Steele. She has the night off, and I got my other good friend. I'm so excited. Miss Shannon Paul is taking her comedy talents back to the stage. Girl, it's time to laugh. Okay, we've been COVIDized. We've been radicalized. We've been protesting. The damn city done burned down and been rebuilt. You know, we got the trial behind us. We got 2, 3, 4 more trials coming. You know, right. we need a release. We need some laughter.
First of all, it's good to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
I don't think that your producer knew that we're friends and realized he was very, very proper. Very proper.
You know what? Girl, okay, so let me just tell you this. So when Jimmy Erickson, who normally produces the show, called me, he was like, so, hi, Shaletta. Yes, it's Jimmy. What's your relationship like with Miss Shannon Paul? I was like, why are you saying that? Why are you talking to me like that? That's my sister.
Excuse me,
what's your relationship like with Miss Shannon Paul? I was
we're basically all
the same person, because exactly. Everybody thinks I'm you and everybody think you me,
right?
Because we're both comedians, we both have kids with autism,
yeah.
And we have the shush at the beginning of our name. So
God forbid,
that's how
black women with shush live in the same town. You just can't imagine. We missed you at the Steps for Autism, though, my friend. I will get you at the next one we just had, which was our first for the Autism Society of Minnesota. So last weekend, we had our first in-person gathering for that particular community. And so it was a wonderful day. We were out at Como Lake Pavilion, and it was just good to see all the families. And, you know, especially when you have kiddos like ours that have, you know, some different challenges, to have a safe space and be able to get there and know that you're in with your community, it was a wonderful day. So we have to make sure you and the family come out next time we have an event.
I will. But you know what? I was working.
Yeah, I know.
So I wasn't able to go, but I was so sad. I had everybody on the show, and we talked about you and the wonderful work that you do for families like mine who have autism. Oh, my husband brought my drink. Okay, hey, baby.
So
I told my husband.
So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Grey Duck Spirits vodka. You know, I support local, so I buy it only from Dennis Brother Liquors here in Cottage Grove. I don't know if you can hit a clink, clink, clink in the glass. Can you hit a glass?
Yeah, I'll do that. See, mine doesn't clink because I drink wine spritzer. So,
I just found out what a spritzer was. I was like, what black person drinks spritzer? I was telling that to Chad Greenway from the Vikings. So it's you. Okay, because they told me they saw one black person a spritzer, and that was you. It's you. Okay, because we didn't even know what spritzer was. We had to call our white friends. We're like, what are we supposed to do with this? Do we cook with this? Is this?
Nobody knows who they are. You have to be a lady of a certain age, or you have to read magazines like Shape Magazine and Self Magazine and like Women's Health Magazine. Because those are who tell you to do it. Because basically all it is you get some wine and you put some seltzer, like some soda water in it. so that you hydrate and you slow yourself down. So that's all it
is. I didn't know what it was.
I got in the habit of doing this a while ago because I'm like you. I talk a lot. And so since I talk so much, I can't keep track of how much I'm imbibing. So putting the water in it is a wise choice. This preemptively. Because I'll go through a bottle and go, like, how did I go through a bottle? And it was because I was talking too much. Right.
That
you put the water in it.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Girl, but look, we over here messing around. I do not want to, I'm drinking my drink. I do not want to run out of time with my friend, Miss Shannon, Paul, because you have a comedy show coming up that we got to tell everybody about. You are getting back on the stage. Girl, I wish I could name all the awards that you have won, Twin Cities Best of Everything.
Thank you.
And all this other stuff that you have won and all your other accolades. But girl, we got to tell people about this show that you got coming
I
up at NoHo.
I appreciate you. So it's going to be at NoHo. NoHo, for everybody knows, there's a private club in downtown/North Loop side of Minneapolis on Washington in the Soho building. So it's one of those places that's very fancy, Shaletta, where you get in and somebody actually has to let you up in the elevator to get to this private club.
I like it.
And so they said, hey, we'd like you to do this show. And when I say the show is called Miss Shannon and Friends, it legitimately are my friends, some of the funniest people that I know. Like, and when I say friends, it's like you, Shaletta. It's people that have been to my house. That know my son's actual name. These are really my friends. And so it's my friend, my best friend Tiffany Norton, my friend John DeBoer, and my friend Trevor Anderson, and we're just gonna throw down. So on Thursday, June 10th, you get to come and see us out. It's a place where there's gonna be plenty of space for everybody in this really cool venue. So we thought it was a good way to kind of start getting people back out and about now that we've been vaccinated and had a chance to kind of go, all right, let's go ahead and spread our wings a little bit and go and see some friends.
I am so glad that you are getting back on the stage. I mean, are you expecting? I mean, you know, everything's been shut down for so long, and I know you've been podcasting. I know you've been on social media, but it's not like having that crowd in front of you and vibing off of them. I mean, do you think it's like a bicycle where you get back on again, or do you think you're just going to have to try to figure it out?
I am so ready to cut loose. I'm so ready to cut loose.
Really?
Because we did some outdoor venue things.
Yeah, I remember that. You know that, but it's not the same.
But to be here and to be in an intimate venue like this and to be able to, like, I mean, anything that I would have worried about, I'm bringing my friends. So my friends are there with me. If nothing else, we crack each other up. So even if the crowd's like, we don't get you, I'm like, we make each other laugh. That's what we'll do. It's like, if nothing else, the four of us have it all together.
But girl, you ain't got to worry about that because y'all together, the four of you are so hilariously funny.
And
to be able to get back out there and laugh again. I mean, how important was it that you get the comedy back on stage to give folks in Minneapolis and St. Paul and nearby communities an opportunity to just get together with friends and chuckle and smile and laugh and release some of that pent up whatever we got from everything we've been through this past
year. You know, that's what I love to do, is to really tell people, you know, that it's maybe not funny in the midst of trials and tribulations, but we can laugh through it. And, you know, we are all, especially everybody that's on this show, Shaletta, they're like you, we process things through humor. So things just in life that might be challenging get too funny sooner with us. Like, just before you hit me up, like, you know how it is with your kids. Like, he decided he wanted to make me some, Cyclone Kid wanted some chicken nuggets, and now he's playing. And so I had 16 chicken nuggets sitting on this plate, so you know who ate them. So,
he ain't doing us no favors.
Chicken nuggets do very well with Sauvignon Blanc. I just want to let you know, if anybody out there needed to know what pairs well with banquet chicken nuggets, it is a L'Antique Quinte Royale Sauvignon Blanc is what you would do if you are a lady.
You know what? You and all these fancy drinks, girl, first of all, you know what a spritzer is. You're drinking Sauvignon Glover. I don't know what the hell. You going to tap dance, too. You drinking Sauvignon Glover. I don't know what's going on over there, lady. Ma'am.
You know I love you. You know I love you. So you got to come out and once I start doing my storytelling shows again, I would love to have you come out, because you're a good hybrid like I am. So,
you know, are
between
stand-up
and storytelling. So
You are a great storyteller, and I just love you, and I'm so glad that you're getting back out there. Now you know, okay, can I just be honest with you? I'm scared.
Why?
I'm scared. The COVID scares me. It does.
Okay.
And so, did you have any reservation about getting back out there? Because I'm going to come to the show, but I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to be bubble wrapped. I'm going to have my face mask on plus the two underneath. You know, I'm going to have everything covered except my ears so I can hear the jokes.
It really is difficult when, you know, but when you decide that you're going to go back to work, because so much of what we do as performers is being out there. And so it seemed disingenuous of me to not go, I'm going to suck it up. And everybody makes their decisions. And so if you don't feel comfortable yet, that's why there's still virtual opportunities for you to see us. You can wait a little while. But some of my best friends work in the industry. So not only are they performers, they're general managers at clubs. And so many of my friends work in the hospitality industry. So when one of them that's out there and working, and I know that they have the same protocols that I do, and they really are working to sanitize, create spaces where there is enough space, make sure there's enough ventilation, make sure that there's hand sanitizing stations, make sure all those things, are those protocols are in place, I trust them. And so I'm still very particular about where I'm performing. And there's some places I'm like, nah, like, you know, like they wanted me to go to South Dakota. I'm like, not so much.
No. You might not come back.
But I'll do this in town because I'm familiar with the space and I know what they're doing to make sure that it's a safe environment for everybody. And so I'm much more comfortable with this, Shaletta. So thank you for asking that. I concur that it's a lot, you know, like I do some other hosting in town, like I do some stuff at one of the casinos in town, and I'll be honest with you, I'm one of the few people still wearing my mask, and if anybody asks me, I just go, well, you know what, I'm vaccinated, but my son's not, and that's what I say, you know, if somebody has a question, you know, and whatever we've been doing so far, you know, thank God, and knock on wood, I have been well, but I have had some friends that have not, and so I know better. And so, trust me, I am particular. So, if I say it's good, we had that conversation quite early on in the planning process, Shaletta. Trust me. Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to be at NoHo on June 10th. Miss Shannon and her friends, a comedy show. How can people get tickets? Where can they get some tickets?
The easiest way, we do have the tickets up on Eventbrite, so the easy way to do it is just to go to my website at MissShannon.com. That's Miss Shannon with an A. So you just put in MissShannon.com. It's right there on the homepage for you.
And your website is amazing. I'm just going to tell you.
That was one of the things I did during my COVID time is I rebuilt that
website. You really put some love off in that website. You're going to make me go back and try to redo my whole life right now.
The other thing that we'll have to have you on is that we do our live stream every Sunday. And so I know when you're not busy.
You know I'm always watching the live stream.
That's why I'm like, you're here already. We might as well just have you pop in.
Okay. And tickets are $15 in advance. $20 at the door.
Yes.
And you can go MissShannon.com. Thank you, girl. I love you. Jonathan's buzzing in my ear. Talk about we got to go. I don't know if I'm going to be able to drink my alcohol with the next guest. I love you, too. Kiss the baby for me.
I will. You do the same.
All right, girl. Have a good night. Bye, stick around. There's more to come. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is not Geraldine Steele. It's Shaletta Brundage. It's 9:24. It is Center Stage, the time where Geraldine talks about arts and entertainment. Y'all know the Steele family is the first family of gospel in Minnesota and throughout the country. And, you know, she has taken great care in making sure she devotes an hour of her show to what is happening with performers and entertainers and venues in our state. And she didn't stop doing that when COVID happened and things were shut down. She still spotlighted arts and entertainment. And so we're going to continue to do that tonight. And Charlie Leonard is here. He is on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Charlie, you over there working with the kids in Wayzata, and y'all got a show coming up on what, Sunday? Tell me about it.
Hello, Shaletta. It's nice to talk to you. Yes.
I know.
We do have a show opening a week from tonight. It is a musical called Folly, which was written in the early 1970s by Stephen Sondheim, and it runs at our theater from June 6th through June 20th.
And it is high school students, right?
It is high school students. We're a youth theater company. We work with kids in grades 3 through 12, but also sometimes college kids in the summertime. But this particular show is a group of 28 of our high school actors.
And what's the show all about?
Well, so it's an absolutely lovely show. It's loosely based on the concept of the famous Ziegfeld Follies, which was a real thing, mm-hmm. of course, back in the early part of the 20th century. And the show takes place in 1971 at this old, decrepit, fallen-down theater that all of the actors, all of the showgirls that were part of in what's known in the show as the Weissman Follies, they all come back for a reunion at their old theater before the theater itself is actually scheduled to be torn down and turned into a parking garage. So part of the show is sort of them reminiscing on their showbiz careers, you know, redoing some of their old numbers from when they were young. Well, at the same time, of course, there's, you know, kind of the major plot points of, you know, love and romance and couples having troubles and trying to find their way back together and, you know, all kinds of lovely stuff.
And, you know, I just think about the kids and them loving theater and love performing, and now they're getting back on stage. What was the energy like when these kids came together in Wayzata at Blue Water Theater to start rehearsing and getting ready for the opening of Follies?
Well, I'll have to tell you. I mean, I believe we are one of the first groups in town to be presenting a live musical, you know, with an audience, you know, in our theater. And, you know, these kids, I mean, there's been so much said about the, obviously, the effects of the pandemic on all of us. But, you know, there's been a lot of attention made to the effects of the pandemic, especially on teens. And we have a really tight-knit community of actors here. You know, they are a family. And for the better part of a year, they were, you know, either completely separated or, you know, mostly separated, you know, doing what they could to kind of stay together. And, you know, when we started rehearsals back in March to kind of have a whole bunch of them back in here at the same time, suddenly realizing that, you know, after all this time, we're actually going to make an attempt to do this thing that we all love to do. It was emotional. It was emotional, but it was also healing. You know, after everything that we've all been through, it was just very healing to be able to give them this opportunity and to have this opportunity with them.
Now, how can people get tickets? Because we want to make sure we let folks know how we can come and support these young people. Our kids have been through so much. You know, Charlie, they have persevered. They have come through everything, and they are taking the stage. And we want to make sure we fill those seats up. You know, we don't want them to get there and, you know, they've pressed through the pandemic. They've pressed through the murder of George Floyd. They've pressed through the trial. They've pressed through online learning. They pressed through the masks and everything and losing parents and grandparents to COVID. And now they get on stage. We don't want those curtains to open and those kids see any empty seats. We want to be there in full support of these children in the work that you are doing with them at Blue Water Theater. So you got to tell us how we can get tickets.
Well, you can get tickets very easily by going to our website. It's Blue Water Theater, and theater is spelled theatre.com. And you'll find the link right on the front page to information about the show.
Oh my gosh, Charlie Leonard, thank you so much for telling us about Follies at the Blue Water Theater, premiering, debuting next Sunday, 1 week from today. I know you got butterflies in your stomach. I'm nervous for you, but thank you so much for being here on Still Talking.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, you guys stick around. We've got more on arts and entertainment coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I am so excited to have Megan Kreidler on Still Talking. I tell you what. Kiss the Tiger is one of the most dynamic live bands in town, and they have a new release coming out this week. You got to tell me all about it, Megan. Girl, you are just like one of the most talented women in town when it comes to performing. And I just, girl, you know, it's just, girl, you got it going on. And you know, folks can't stop talking about you. You know, folks just cannot stop talking about Miss Megan. And Miss Megan's doing her thing and what Miss Megan is doing. And this new release is coming out, Vicious Kid. And girl, you got to tell me about Vicious Kid, okay? You got to tell me about the inspiration and, you know, what folks can expect on this new release.
Sure. Well, Vicious Kid is an album that's been in the works for a couple of years now. We recorded most of the album in 2019, and of course, with the pandemic last year, we decided to put the release of it on hold. So in that time, we went back into the studio. We re-recorded a song that was on the album. We recorded two new songs and took two of the songs off that we had recorded and put on it. But it really is a collection of songs that we had been working on over the past few years as we had been playing and going on tour. And so I feel like it's a showcase of all of our growth and all of our energy and efforts towards music in the last few years as a band that's been gigging and working pretty diligently, and then just had a year off, which was kind of nice.
Well, that's the thing. So was the, you know, you work so hard and you perform so much and you're out there because you're in demand, because folks love you. They love your energy. They love your music. And, you know, for a lot of people, the year off was like, oh, my God, how am I going to make it the year off? I need. But, you know, it was like an opportunity to just relax and reflect and rest for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing about being a musician and an artist is that you're always kind of on the grind and going and going and going, and you don't get a lot of time to really, or at least I wasn't really giving myself a lot of time mm-hmm. to sit back, because it always feels like you got to move on to the next thing. There's the next gig, there's the next project. And it was really nice to have that time. And, you know, there were a lot more important things going on in our world and in our city in particular that deserved more of our attention. So to take some time off was valuable in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of people can say that about this last year.
Now, what did you do in that time off? I mean, did you sit around and get fat like I did? Did you lay up and eat a lot? You know, did you go through your husband's phone and find out about his girlfriend? I mean, what did you do? I mean, I'm talking about me, but what did you do?
You know, I did play a lot of music, but just for fun, you know, just mm-hmm. kind of sitting at home playing the guitar or the piano or playing with my partner who's in the band with me and kind of like singing through the new songs that were on this album that we just wanted to keep playing to have them fresh and in our minds and in our bodies. But then also just did things like went fishing and went camping and spent a lot of time outdoors and a lot of time in nature, which was really nice.
Did you get back to like the love of music? You know, because I think about musicians and especially you and performing so much because you're in demand and getting out there and meeting the fans and meeting the people and promoting the work and booking all these gigs all across the country. And you know, this one year, this one time where you just kind of had a chance to sit down, did you get a chance to fall in love with music all over again?
Yeah, I think I really did. It's kind of funny because I would say that before this last year, I wasn't actually listening to a lot of music because I was just so focused on everything that we were doing. And, you know, I would see and I would absorb the other groups that we would play with live, you know, because we would be there and I love to be present for the artists that we're playing with as well. But the last year was a really great time for me to kind of sit down and dig into some artists that I had always wanted to, you know, get into their music. And I just had never really given it some time. So yeah, I would say that I did kind of fall in love with music in a way that kind of reminded me of the way I used to listen to music when I was a middle schooler or like a teenager in my bedroom mm-hmm. listening to a CD on my boombox or something, you know, because there was that time to just, or even just to listen to the same song on repeat, you know, which I think is totally underrated. Like there was this one Sharon Van Etten song, every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. That song I listened to so many times on repeat and I never got sick of it, and it's probably because it resonated with me. I connected with it in a way over this last year that sort of helped me feel grounded and safe when I listened to that song.
We're talking to Megan Kreidler, the new album Vicious Kid out on the 3rd of June. You can pre-order it on their website, kissthetiger.com. And, you know, I think about the band and the song and the music and how, you know, life is opening up, space is opening up, and here you've got this amazing body of work to give people, this album, Vicious Kid. You know, if they pre-order it, if they download it, if they go and buy it, what can they expect? What's on this album?
Yeah, it's really a mixture of a lot of different types of songs and sounds, but they're all really big feeling songs, I would say. I sort of described it the other day as the kind of songs that come out when you really bear your soul open, or you really let your heart open up and you become really vulnerable. And some of those are expressed on the album in a way that's a little more tender and softer than maybe our listeners are used to. And then some of them are also expressed in a really loud kind of raucous rock and roll way that that people who maybe have been following along our journey are more used to our sound being. But it really is, I think it's an album, a great album for people who are looking for something that will give them, every song will be a surprise, and it will give them a big feeling in their heart. And it's a good album to turn up to and just to kind of let it wash over you. Yeah, I'm really proud of this album. I think that there are just, I think all of the songs are really, really strong, and they're really varied, and they really show off our range as a band and what we're able to do.
Now, the official album release party is Thursday, June 3rd at 6:30 at the Ice House in Minneapolis. Girl, are you ready for that? I know you just finished performing the sold out crowd on May 8th under the canopy at Hook and Ladder with Ready Freddy, but you're going to the Ice House, girl.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Are you ready for crowds again? Are you ready for the people? Are you ready for the feedback? Are you ready for that?
Yes, I am definitely ready for it. I'm ready to share this album with people. I'm ready to just perform for people again because, you know, in the last year, I think a lot of artists did a really great job of moving their platform online and doing a lot of live streams and stuff. And I would say we didn't really catch on to that as well as other artists did, mostly because we really do consider ourselves a live band. And I really just
Yeah, it ain't for everybody. That's what I was trying to tell somebody. I was like, you know, this whole live streaming thing, it ain't for everybody.
Right. And kudos to the artists who've been able to do it really well, because I think that there is something to be said about using the online platform in that way. But yeah, I mean, I think most artists would probably say they're excited to do their thing live and to connect with people in that way. And it just, you know, the effect is so much different when you're all in a room together or outside, as it's going to be for us at Ice House on the 3rd, and throughout the month we're going to be doing everything outside. But yeah, to have that experience together, I think is going to be really powerful. And I'm ready. I'm super ready. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, what about your band members? Are they ready too? Because everybody's on a different level with this COVID thing. You know, I've heard from people who say, you know, this person's not ready in the band, so we have to replace them. And that person, we're just going to, you know, wait a couple of weeks. You know, everybody's on a different level. This whole thing is impacting us all in unique ways.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, luckily for us, we're all on the same page. You know, everybody is vaccinated in the band, which I think makes all of us feel a lot more comfortable. And, you know, we didn't really, as a band, we didn't practice or really even see each other for most of the last year. Like, it wasn't until recently that we found a new practice space and we started getting together and practicing indoors with each other again. So I think we were really patient over this last year, and we all had a lot of different things going on in our own lives and with our other jobs and careers that we have going on. So we just wanted to be respectful of each other's space and wanted to be really good about being safe. But now we've kind of put in that waiting time, and I think we all feel really good about getting back together and getting out there and playing for people. So, but yeah, it's still, I mean, it does feel like things are kind of coming back in the way that they mm-hmm. were before. But yeah, I totally understand how everybody is navigating it differently, and it's not the same for every person.
Well, I just thank you for being here. I'm excited about the show on June 3rd. Good luck to you guys on the new album, Vicious Kid.
Thank you.
We have been talking to the amazing Megan Kreidler with Kiss the Tiger here on Still Talking. And don't go anywhere. One more segment left for Center Stage. Stick around. It is 9:52, and I am so excited to talk to Dana Martinez from the Flint Hills Children's Festival. It is one of my kids' favorite things to do in the Twin Cities. They look forward to it every year. Girl, it is coming up. We got to talk about it.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
so glad they've got hybrid events so we can do stuff online. We can do stuff in person. What's going on? When does this start? Give me all the scoop.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much for having me. Well, this is our 20th anniversary of the Flint Hills Family Festival, and it starts on Tuesday, June 1st, and goes through June 12th. So we are just so excited to be celebrating 20 years with Flint Hills Resources as our sponsor. And yes, just like you said, this event will be both virtual and in person. We've got so many things that are available for families to do, you know, that are free and or little cost, very little cost at all. So, it's great. We'll have on our website, we'll have performance videos for families to watch together. We have activities. They can make art activities. And then we've got some in-person things going on this year. We've got the Okie Dokie Brothers and Sonia De Los Santos who are coming to town to perform. It's very exciting.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so fun because, you know, we're getting out of school. The kids have been cooped up in the house and mm-hmm. they have somewhere to go, something they're familiar with, something that they do annually every year. Y'all could have canceled it, but y'all persevered through everything. Why was this so important that you still kept this thing going after all these years?
Well, you know, it's just an event that means so much to us at the Ordway, but also to the community. We really try to involve the community in making the festival. Our videos that we have, our activities, we have mm-hmm. festival partners that we've worked with for, some of them almost the whole 20 years. And we've got, like, the Science Museum has mm-hmm. some activities on our website. And then some wonderful groups like Los Alegres Bailadores. Oh, my goodness. They are the most wonderful Mexican folklore group. And they made a beautiful video for us for the festival. And they just want to share, you know, their culture. And they also just want to share their, you know, their talent. They're wonderful. So it's just very important. And then also another thing that we have this year is a virtual art walk. And this is where kids submitted their artwork to us digitally. And we chose some winners, and we're going to have their artwork up in our windows the entire time of the festival so they can come down and take photos with their families. And it's just important for us to also feature the creativity of the children in our community.
Now, folks are listening. They want to know when it is. They want to know where they can go to sign up to get tickets so that their kids, like my kids, can participate.
Yes. Well, you can do that on our website, which is ordway.org/festival. And you can sign up. Actually, on June 1st, you can just go to that website and watch for free the video, the performance videos. We've got wonderful groups. I mentioned Los Alegres, but also None Above, which is a wonderful group of siblings. I think they live in Woodbury. They're our mm-hmm. Twin Cities own None Above, and they've been on America's
Oh, my God. They are amazing.
So
they are amazing. They are mm-hmm. being tutored and mentored by Geraldine Steele and her family,
oh, yes.
and they are like
oh, yes.
a baby version of the Steels.
They are. They're so talented.
Oh, my God.
They made a video for us for the festival. It was so wonderful. We're very proud to have them included on the festival. And then we've got, favorites like Cuckoo Kangaroo. They made a video for us. They're so great. And so people can go online on Tuesday morning and just watch to their heart's content. And then they can also sign up for, I mentioned the Okie Dokie Brothers and Sonia De Los Santos. They are doing a live stream from our concert hall on Friday, June 4th. And this folks can sign up to, get access to that. It's only $5 to sign up for, a household. Everybody can get together and watch it. And then, they're doing, the next week, they're doing these shows on our loading dock at the theater. Unfortunately, those shows are sold out, but they can still, really experience it through the live stream. All through that next week, we're showing that live stream. So, yeah, go to ordway.org/festival to sign up. Oh, one other thing that is really fun.
You're going to get me put off the radio. Jonathan going to kill me. We're just going to have to send them to ordway.org. We're going to have to get off the radio so we can get ready for the next hour and CBS News. But I love you. Thank you for everything you do for our kids in the community. And we will see you on the website with all the amazing stuff you do. Dana Martinez, the Flint Hills Children's Festival on Still Talking Tonight on CCO.